With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A big meeting has been called for top U.S. military commanders.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of the military's top generals, admirals, and advisors for a meeting next week at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. The directive did not offer a reason for the gathering, and people familiar with the matter described the move as unusual. The plan was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by at least three sources to the Associated Press. The Pentagon's top spokesman, Sean Parnell, also confirmed that Hegseth will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week. I'm Jennifer King.
The nation of Denmark reports suspicious drones over four different airports within its airspace last night. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Danish defense minister says it appears a professional actor was behind the systematic flights overnight Wednesday into Thursday. He called the incidents a hybrid attack because the flights all occurred within roughly the same time frame. Authorities say it was not immediately clear who was behind the incidents, but there is no danger to the public. A similar incident at Copenhagen Airport grounded flights for hours on Monday night, prompting concerns that Russia could be behind it. I'm Karen Schemmer.
President Trump has signed an executive order declaring that a proposed deal allowing TikTok to continue operating in the United States will be a qualified sale that meets national security concerns laid out by the law. Much is still unknown about the actual arrangement, but Trump said Chinese President Xi Jinping gave us the go-ahead to proceed with the deal. Any major change to the popular video platform could have a huge impact on how Americans, particularly young adults and teenagers, consume information online. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 174 points. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group has made some changes. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Seattle Green Wave promotes abortion at the University of Washington, and it was planning a fundraising carnival that included a game where students could shoot photos of pro-life politicians with Nerf guns. The idea sparked outrage, coming as it did in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, and Seattle Green Wave has called off the game. A school spokesman says, quote, the planned activity certainly did not represent the values of the university. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Alabama man who was 11 years old when his mother was murdered is seeking clemency for the man who did it. Will Berry cites scripture in his reasoning, saying, I forgive this guy and I don't want him to die. Vengeance isn't for the state, it's for the Lord. Jeffrey West was 21 when he killed Margaret Berry, and her son is asking Governor Kay Ivey to commute his sentence. This is SRN News. A swarm of robbers hit a California jewelry store.
At least two dozen people wearing masks and some carrying pickaxes and handguns smashed jewelry cases and made off with bags full of items at a San Francisco Bay Area jewelry store. Video from the Monday robbery shows a stream of people wearing masks covering their entire faces, entering the jewelry store and then using the pickaxes to crack the glass cases and clear them out. The robbers fled to cars waiting nearby. Officers say they tracked the vehicles from the air and have arrested several suspects. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A lack of resources and an outdated emergency alert process led to delays in warning residents about the need to evacuate as flames began consuming neighborhoods during the deadly Los Angeles wildfires last January. More details at srnnews.com.